This is a Capricorn FM podcast, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Subscribe to Capricorn FM podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on capricornfm.co.za.
Let's move on now as we get to the tail end of the show. Welcome on the line, Nyeko Baloyi, who is a motorcyclist. Reperele, Nyeko.
Reperele, Mr. Kwena.
Minjani. Thank you very much for joining us in studio, Nyeko. Jeez, motorcycling, man. How do you even, I mean, some of us, we see motorcycles from a distance. Tell me about how you joined this motorcycling, and especially because you started almost at a later age, at the age of 16.
I actually started riding quad bikes from the age of 7. Mm. And then until my dad got me a two-wheeled motorcycle at the age of 16, which I used to ride to school and back.
So, were you always a speed freak?
Yeah, you could say that.
And where does this come from? Because, Nyeko, I'm sure a lot of your peers were either trying their hand at soccer and other so-called black sports, if I can put it that way. Wena, how do you get into motorcycling? And I mean, even quad biking from that early age, what was it that got you into that?
The first time I was on a motorcycle was when my friend got a quad bike, actually. Mm. So I started riding his bike and so on. So from there, the passion that I got from racing and whatnot, it's from basically all the Sapayopa guys. There was a neighbor of mine as well, which used to ride a super bike. So I just woke up one morning and said, you know what, Nyeko, one day you should ride that as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Although, you know, for us who tried our hand at football and things like boxing or running, it's easy because, you know, you get a soccer ball, it costs you 200 rand or less. You get running boots, running shoes, they would cost you 800 or give or take around that. Okay. Starting a sport like a motorcycling or motorbiking, it's not as cheap. How do you navigate your way around that, especially around the equipment itself?
Yes, Gwena, you know, it's a very expensive sport. So, the way I kept the ball is by using second-hand tires to practice and whatnot.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's probably my biggest expenditure for now when it comes to tires. All the other things such as accommodation, fortunately I have, neighbors and a fellow businessman from the Sapayopa Club who helped me out from time to time. But then, yeah, it's still an expensive sport.
Mm. And where do you compete? I mean, I know there's, some of the local races. Where do you compete? At what class do you compete?
Currently partaking in the Monocle Racing Series. We actually race all over the country, all the way, like 2 weeks back, I've actually been racing in PE. I was able to fight my way through and took first place there. Hey?
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, so from Pakisa to Kyalami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. And I mean, motorcycling, so do you guys ride on this straight road or lebaleba go jumpa ko at these things? Or kiki speed inje, you know?
Basically, it's circuit. It's not like a drag race.
Oh, it's a circuit racing.
Yes.
So it's proper racing.
It's proper racing, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so far, how do you find it? I mean, as you say that it's a bit of expensive. You require people here and there to help you out, some colleagues and business people. What would you say has been some of the big challenges that you face in just competing and doing something that you love?
My biggest challenges are basically financial challenges. I won't lie. But then from my side, I just feel as if racing is a God-given talent because it's just some things that I've learned in a year, where else people have been racing and practicing for more than 10 years on brand new tires and whatnot. And I've always been there with second-hand tires, practicing. You know, I'm always by the Polokwane go-kart track. It's a short circuit track where I always practice there. So I don't have the funds to like practice at all the tracks that I race at. Like from last year's season, each and every single track that I've been to was actually my first track. And to finish fourth out of 64 riders overall was Well, it was amazing. It was an amazing feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as we wind down the conversation then, Nyiko, here's a platform. You've got the Limpopo listening. Business people are listening. What sort of appeal would you like to make to the public, be it support from business people or just support generally from the public to come and watch you do what you love?
Okay, this is me, Nyiko Baloyi. I'm appealing to all businessmen and whoever can help out to just contact me and try to see where they can lend their hand, because I'm really struggling financially at the moment.
How do we contact you?
You can actually contact my dad. He's actually the one managing me for now. You can get him at his email address is mob@polka.co.za.
Nico, are you not on the social media spaces?
I am.
That's the best way to get hold of you. Come on.
Okay, I actually have a Facebook page. It's Nico27. And then on Instagram, you can get me. It's master_Nico.
All right. And when is your next race, Nico?
My next race is actually on the 7th of May.
Okay.
Go Pakisa Raceway. It's in Valcom.
Okay. All right, and I'm hoping that the people of Limpopo can come on board and actually help you. It's a unique thing that you're doing, and I mean to see the talent and the success that you've had in such a short period of time. I'm hoping that people of Limpopo can come through. Just once again, tell us how do they get in touch with you? Just for clarity, for those who might be listening and might be able to help you out.
Okay, for those who are interested in contact me, can contact me via email on mob@polka.co.za. And then Facebook, it's Nyiko27. Instagram, it's master_Baloyi.
You must also have a Twitter account, Nyiko. It's very quick, it's immediate, and it's very fast. So I'm hoping that when you leave the studio, you're going to do a Twitter account, and then you're going to tag me.
Definitely, right? I'll do so.
All right, fantastic. Nyiko, thank you very much for talking to us. The best of luck with your competitions, and hopefully that they won't be stopped because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I hope so too.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media @CapricornFM.